Very good. Welcome everybody to Happy Hour at Dhammaloka. And now we'll introduce once again the one and only Hugh.
Thank you very much, Ajahn Brahm.
Very good.
Welcome to you this evening.
That's very kind of you, thank you.
And also to Venerable Chittapalo on your left.
Yeah.
And at this end, Venerable Kinabija.
They're my two bodyguards. If anyone tries anything, they will pounce on you.
Ajahn Brahm's off tomorrow morning. Once again.
Very good.
Okay, I just wanted to welcome you all here. I'm here just to welcome you, and especially the first time you've been here, or if you're new here to Buddhism, or just coming because you're interested. Everyone is welcome. So we have one or two announcements before I hand over to Ajahn Brahm. We're having the annual general meeting of the Buddhist Society on Saturday, the 29th of March. So all the members of this Buddhist Society are invited to attend on that day. So all are welcome. It's just an advance notice. And in 2 days' time, which is Sunday, the 9th, we're having a sutta class. Hmm. Do you know about that, Venerable Chittapalo?
Yes.
Do you have a sutta in mind or not?
Not yet.
That's okay, right. It's a surprise.
A surprise sutta. Thank you very much. And thirdly, there is a woman here who has come from Netherlands, and she would like a lift back afterwards. If anyone can help her with a lift. So if you can, could you please go to the reception desk after the talk and just offer that and be there for her, rather than having to try and find a bus. So her name is Kate. Okay, so now I can hand over to Ajahn Brahm for this evening's meditation and a talk, please.
Very good.
Thank you.
So now the entertainment starts. So I did hope that you saw the little video in the reception area of my trip to Bhutan, where you might see the disciplined monk with a big whip, because in that tradition, anyone who falls asleep during meditation, whack. But unfortunately, that we don't have one here, so that's another tradition, so you're perfectly safe. Should we get one here? Maybe not. That was really scary. I don't know what that's got to do with Buddhism, but anyway, it's a nice photo. But now, everybody, we're going to do our little meditation where you're perfectly safe, nothing to worry about. And if you do fall asleep, it's just because you're tired. So you're allowed to do that. You know that some years ago, there was somebody just over there, they lay down and fell asleep, and somebody woke them. And I really sort of told them off afterwards for waking them, because that lady, she was a victim of domestic abuse. And no, she should have been going to see a counselor, seeing the police. But she came here, and it was the first place she felt safe in weeks. And of course, she just lay down and fell asleep because she really needed it. And that's a very good example there. Whoever's sitting next to you, whatever they do, there's a reason behind it. So don't wake them up. You know, just let them be calm, let them be peaceful in whichever way they want. It's just like a bit of kindness and compassion. You don't know where they've come from or what they've been doing. I like telling that story because once I told her, I said, oh, why do we wake her up? Should have kept her asleep. Even just got a nice blanket and put it over her. That's the Buddhist attitude. Okay, so that's the same attitude towards yourself, being kind and understanding that we do things we don't know why, but there's a reason behind it, so we just let it be. So if you'd like to close your eyes, and with your eyes closed, just be kind to your poor old body, especially those of you who are old as me, or older. So, I remember this guy, 100 years of age, and they asked him any advice, and he said, if only I had known I was going to live so long, I would have taken much better care of my body. I always remember that, a classic. So take care of your body. You don't know how many more years you have to put up with it. sitting here. Just getting in touch with your body, first of all. Getting to feel it, getting to know it. I'm always amazed at how many people are out of touch with their body. They just don't know what's happening in their feet. My master, Ajahn Chah, used to call Westerners people with stupid feet. There's a point there, you know, your feet are stupid. You've got no awareness down there. So make sure your feet are comfortable. And your legs, and your knees, your thighs, your bottom. So don't take it for granted, care for it. If you want to move it, move. Adjust, fidget, scratch. And your back, so many people have back pains these days. So just feel the back. And don't think there's a perfect posture. Don't think your posture, feel it. Feel what's right. And if it's a weird posture which no one has ever sat in 2,000 years, go for it. If it feels good, go for it. And your arms and your hands, keep them nice and comfortable. Shoulders and neck. And your face. Now, this is not sort of going to Guantanamo Bay. This is meditation, so relax the face. Even if you can, put a little smile on your face. If you can't make a smile, fake one. It just actually relaxes things. Once you think the body's relaxed, don't stop there. You can make it much more relaxed than this. Start noticing any place within your body which is tense. And will that place to relax? Sometimes if I got some strain somewhere, I imagine these two little monsters, small ones inside my body, pulling something, pulling the muscles. And I just imagine those two little monsters letting go. So that part of my body is not held tight. If there's any pain, not of pain, I imagine something's been really badly squashed. And I imagine it expanding and expanding. So it goes to its real size, not squashed anymore. And if there's any irritation somewhere, I imagine another little demon inside my body, just imaginary, tickling my throat. I imagine it stopping. Stopping and meditating with me instead of tickling my throat. Those little imaginations actually work. It helps you to relax deeply. And as far as meditation is concerned, you are being aware, focused on your body, and you're being compassionate to your body. The two things you develop in meditation, awareness and kindness. Call it mindfulness and compassion if you like. The two qualities which relax the body and calm the mind. Once the mind, once the body is relaxed, we can now do the same with our mental world. So see if you can relax the past and the future. Don't know what's happened to you in the past, but give it compassion. Sometimes you might come across a dog who barks at you because he is scared. And you can just be calm, be kind, and soon the dog starts barking. You can lay down and go asleep and not bother you anymore. Just like some of the memories from the past barking at you, howling at you, never giving you a moment's silence. So be kind to the barking dogs of the past. Until they're so calm, you can let them go. And then all of the anxieties and fears for the future, like wailing cats. If you throw a slipper at the wailing cat at night, it just wails more. You're kind. Soften the animals. And when they relax, they make no noise. When the future receives some kindness, it makes no noise. So the future doesn't disturb you. You can let that go too, once it has been softened. And what you're left with, there's this amazing thing called now, the present moment, where you don't have anything to do. The body is relaxed, it's not going anywhere. The mind is relaxed, it's just being here in this moment. What's it like to have nothing to do and nowhere to go? Just being. Just being in this moment. And if you're bothered with too much thinking, try stopping the thinking by listening to the spaces between your thoughts in the spaces between my words. What is happening in your mind, in the spaces you are silent? See if you can listen to the spaces between your own thoughts. If you want to settle your attention on your breathing, just ask yourself, am I breathing in or am I breathing out right now? That brings up the feeling of the breath, that sensation which tells you whether you are, say, the beginning of an in-breath, the middle of an out-breath. This is called mindfulness of breathing. Like I say every week, to help, as you breathe in peace. Say peace or think of peace when you're breathing in. As you breathe out, let go and feel any pain, any tension, any sickness.
leave your body and mind as you breathe out. Imagine breathing in peace, health, energy. Breathing out sickness, tiredness. All the time just being here. Not trying to go anywhere or achieve anything. Letting go of all wanting. No wanting. Happy to be here, like I said last week, means you're always free. If you want to be somewhere else, you are in prison. Just want to be with your breathing. Nowhere else. Want to be here. Getting close to the end of the meditation now. How do you feel? What has this meditation done for you? Are you more peaceful than when you began? Are you more relaxed? Can you even taste the delight of freedom? Just being here with no pressure on you. Just being. Just being. I'm now going to ring the gong 3 times to end the meditation, as usual. Please listen to every sound from the gong. And when the last sound vanishes, the 3rd sound, only then open your eyes to end the meditation. There we go. Very good. So, a few people want to come in, if you can find some space somewhere. Those want to go out for a toilet break, we call that letting go meditation. There's lots of space up the front here on the sides. You're most welcome to come.